Well, here goes for slide number two, and start out here by telling you a little bit about my last little trip I took. Here about last Wednesday, I took an airplane down to Natreng for a 100-hour inspection. We get all of our major maintenance done at Natreng, where they have better facilities and equipment to take care of our airplanes when they're out for a major overhaul. But anyway, we take them down there. Take turns taking them down, and for us, we stay with the airplane, and it amounts to kind of a 2 or 3 day vacation while we're waiting for the bird to be fixed. And I spent most of my time at the beach, as I explained to you before. They have a very nice private beach set up here for the military, and it's very nice swimming. There's not much of a surf, so you can go out and do good swimming, and they have a dock out there about a block offshore. You can swim out to that, and it makes it real nice. It's kind of quiet around there, and of course, usually you don't know anybody, so it gets kind of old just going out there by yourself, but it beats sitting around in a hot old BOQ anyway. I have run into several old friends while I was down there, as usual. The Major Woody, who was one of our instructors at Williams, he's flying A1Es over here, and he was into Natreng for R&R. A lot of the guys come over here on their in-country R&Rs to Natreng, since it's one of the nicest areas in Vietnam, and come over and spend 2 or 3 days. I also ran into an old friend of George Buckner's and mine that we played golf with out in Arizona all the time. He's in fact working with a ROK, or the Republic of Korea, troops who are stationed right on the coast just to the east of us here. I also saw an old classmate of mine, Joe Mandel. He's flying AC-47s in the outfit that Wayne will be in, the 4th Air Commandos. And if Wayne's lucky, he'll be stationed right out of Natreng, and he could hardly do better. It's one of the nicest areas in Vietnam. Took me 3 days to get out of there. They finally finished my airplane. They had a little trouble with the radios, and it took a little longer than usual. From there, I flew down to Phan Rang, and if you'll notice on your map, that's down south of Cameron Bay a ways. This is the rear area for the 101st Airborne, and we also keep our clothes stored there in a large metal, about a 12-foot by 12-foot container called a Connex. It's pretty much weather-tight. And we take our civilian clothes and things that we don't need in the field down there and store them. So I took mine down, especially since we're getting ready to move here in 2 or 3 days. And that way I won't have to haul them around in the field with me. I wrapped them up in a big plastic bag, and I think it's going to work out real fine. Also, while I was in the train, I went down to the civil engineering people and asked for a footlocker. And it seems they've ordered some, but they didn't expect them for quite a while, and I was explaining my problem of not having any way of shipping my stuff very easily. So they said, well, I'll tell you what, we'll make you one. And they did. They built me a footlocker, a very nice one. It's larger than the average footlocker, and will hold every bit of the things I have out here in the field. It protects them from the weather that way. I've lined it with a plastic bag, and it's going to be real nice to move my stuff. They even painted it and weatherproofed it, so it's going to be real nice. But something I've really noticed over here is that people seem to go out of their way to help you, and everybody's very cooperative about getting things done, unlike some of the situations I've run into in the States. It seems to be a little different attitude over here, and the guys, especially the Army people I've known around here, just go out of their way to help you. It's a real nice atmosphere to work in. A good for instance of this is that after we had our first hard rain, turned out we were in a low area at the bottom of a hill, and I got pretty well flooded out, and a lot of my stuff got pretty wet. Well, I was pretty disgusted about that, and so I went over to the local engineers here at Con Juong, and the Army engineers, and saw if I could round up a little PSP, the pier steel planking that they make runways with. Well, it turns out they had 3 extra seats laying there, and so he got me a truck and a couple of PFCs to help me, and I came and laid them in my tent here. So now I'm sitting high and dry on some PSP, and it makes a very excellent flooring, especially with these straw mats on top of it. So I'm in real good shape now, and I'm hoping to keep this stuff with me when we move. After dropping my stuff off at Phan Rang, then I came on back here to at 101st, and I must say it was very nice to get back. I never thought I'd ever say that about coming back here to the field out in the boonies like this, but it's kind of strange. I'll try and explain some of the reasons why it was good to be back. First of all, it's cooler up here on the plateau, especially at night. It gets up in the 90s in the daytime, and the humidity is quite high, of course, so it's pretty uncomfortable, but at night it cools off quite rapidly and it's quite cool through the night. You usually need a seat or even a blanket. It's very pleasant sleeping, and the bugs aren't too bad. Once in a while we hit a few bad ones, but we make real short work of them with our super-duper spray. By the way, I was going to tell you about that. The government has a big contract for an insect spray, and it's made of our places in the Odessa, Kansas. It's, had to look at. The name of the spray is the Aerosol. The company is the Aerosol Incorporated. Aerosol Company Incorporated. And they're located there in the Odessa. And believe me, this is the most fantastic insect spray I've ever seen. Just two or three squirts of it in the tin, and every bug in there drops dead, and it'll keep them out for hours at a time. I don't know if it's on the local market there or not, but if it is, believe me, you've got my recommendation. It's the best stuff we've ever seen over here. Everybody likes it, although nobody can pronounce the name of the town except me. Anyway, I'm rambling again, but I was explaining why it was nice to be back. Well, another reason it was nice to be back here is the good food that I've told you about before. For instance, my first lunch after being back consisted of fried chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, green beans, French bread, as always, and cherries and ice cream, real Metagold ice cream. How about that? I don't know how they got it up here, but anyway, it was fresh, and it's the first dairy products I've had since I got here. So that was a real fine way to start off back with the troops. Our meals are always good here, and it's one of the highlights, one of the morale builders of the area, believe me. Also, I find that up here I don't spend any money whatsoever. I have to buy my meals down at Natrang, and of course everything seems to cost you. Up here I get my laundry done free at the quartermaster's, and we have a nice shower set up now, including warm water part of the time when it's working, and so we're pretty well set here. It's comparatively plush for living in the field. Also, we have a real fine bunch of guys to work with, and including the Army people we're associated with, and that makes it very pleasant also. So all in all, I must say that I'm certainly enjoying my job here, and also enjoying the people I'm working with, which certainly makes the time go a lot faster. Speaking of eating, I got a letter from Doris, and she was telling me that she had been asked to make some cookies or some other goodies for some kind of a YMCA deal, I think it was. And she was pointing out that her boys are known for eating, too, and she was kind of wondering where they may have gotten that trait. Seems that runs in the Jones family, huh? I also got two or three letters from Joe recently, and she was telling me that Bradley's been having a little bit of a hard time with some kind of a boil on his neck. I guess the thing is healing up pretty good now. They've had him in a hospital for two or three days and had to tape his arms down and lance the thing. Apparently he wasn't in much pain, and the thing is heating up real well, and she seemed to think he was doing real fine now. And he took it in his usual good-natured humor, and I guess the doctors were rather amazed that he took it as well as he did. Joe said that she had a good time with Wayne and Mary, and they went out to see Charlie and Sarah, and generally had a good time in the Colorado Springs area. And she was saying that Mary is trying to find a teaching job there in the Springs. That would be real nice if she can swing that. That way Mary and Joe can go out sometimes. It's good for them to get out of the house every once in a while. I'm glad to see that she does get out once in a while. Joe was telling me that when Wayne showed his slides, and he showed the slide of that I was standing by Mary when we were down in New Orleans, and Bethany says, "There's Daddy." And then she looked at Joe and she said, "Is that my mom?" She thought she couldn't figure out what was going on because there was Daddy, but that, she wasn't sure that was Mama. Joe thought that was really funny. He said, "Wayne and Mary just about died laughing when she said that." Really thought that was funny. I'm glad to hear they still know who Daddy is, and I was Rose and Joe. The kids don't even know who she is yet. They're not real sure. Joe has been helping them do some painting, quote, and they have done some watercolors and sent them along, and Joe said I might as well get used to it because Beth and Pam both insist upon sending Daddy some pictures, so I've been getting several of them now, and they look more like some kind of Rorschach inkblots or something, but anyway, it's real enjoyable to get stuff from them. I'm glad that they remember the dead once in a while. Joe said that when she sent my first tape off, Beth and Pam just about jumped down her throat because every night they like to hear Daddy, and she couldn't play the tape anymore, and I really disappointed them, but they've got some more tapes, and I imagine they have the one you sent them back now, so they'll be well supplied from now on, I'm sure. I'm also hoping to get a tape off once in a while to you. Now that you have your tape recorder, and I've managed to scrounge up two or three extra tapes also. They're pretty scarce over here, but they did get a new shipment in recently, and so I picked some up. I also got a couple other good deals at the VX. I picked up a Samsonite luggage case. Actually, it's an attaché case, which I thought would be real nice for keeping all my private papers. I have several confidential papers and things like this that I need to keep locked up, and so this is a real handy thing to have with me. It also keeps them weatherproof. And then I also picked up from Japan, I ordered a Minolta camera. It's one of these little tiny ones that you can carry in your pocket, and I carry that along with me in the airplane and always have one handy that way to take pictures. If you hear a lot of background noise around here, it's because my tent is next to the mail room, and since all these guys are coming in from the field, they're coming by to pick up their mail, and of course this is one of the big moments of the day around here. When the mailman comes in, we all look forward to that. That's the big moment of the day for everyone, of course. Joe was saying that Beth and Pam have been going in and racking away the Marriott every morning and sleeping in the living room, of course, on our new rollaway. And she was kind of worried about it, but I guess Wayne Mary didn't care. They apparently were having a good time of it. Beth was introducing Wayne and Mary to all her friends around the neighborhood as being her cousins, and I guess she was really having a big time doing that. Apparently they got away all right and headed for the West Coast. Nobody's told me yet, but I assume they must have their new Camaro. I asked Joe to, and nobody mentioned it, but I figured they must have by now. I know they're going to have a good time, at least Mary is. I don't think Wayne's going to have a very good time instead. I should say Fairchild, anyway. Survival. He'll find that to be very interesting, I'm sure. And I know he is going to find the AC-47 to be real interesting. I have looked it over and I've talked to a lot of guys that flew it, and apparently their job is real interesting. They get an awful lot of night flying, and but for some people don't seem to like it. But over here, it's nice, cool flying anyway, and the biggest problem being that it's hard to sleep in the daytime when it gets so hot here. And I guess they'll get used to that. I've picked up an extra duty here. I've now been elected to become the new historian for Tactical Air Control Party, or TACP. That is all the Air Force personnel that belong to the brigade, which there are six of us right now. The idea behind this is to keep a running record of what we're doing here, and each week I sort of summarize our activities and turn it into the 101st Airborne Brigade, the 1st Brigade here. And they include it in the 101st history. They like to have it for their record so that they can go back later on and find out certain things that we have done. And then we also keep a copy also, and it's kind of nice from time to time if you need to check back to find out when a guy came into the organization or when somebody did such and such an important action and little things like this. It's not a real big job, but it's a lot of fun really. It gives me a little something extra to do around here. And we're not real busy outside of our flying, so it makes it real nice. Everyone has a few extra duties, such as handling maintenance or supply or something like that. So I've found that this job gives me a little chance to show some writing ability. And of course, that's always good for your ER, and also keeps my typing fingers in shape, so it has its advantages. Also, I've found some time to do some reading, which is something I've always wanted to do. I never seem to find the time for it because I'm always running around playing golf or something. Well, over here you don't have any such choice, so in your off-duty time, it seems like if you don't go to the movie in the evening, well, that's about all left for us to do is read. I just finished a novel by John Steinbeck called Travels with Charlie. I really enjoyed this book as very different vein of writing for Steinbeck. It was written in a humorous type atmosphere. Charlie is his dog, and he took his dog and just went on a trip all over the United States, and then wrote this book on the impressions that he got. And it's just hilarious. It's really funny, and at the same time, very penetrating type look at this country and at the United States and how the people feel and think. And I thought it was one of the most accurate descriptions that I've seen. If you get hold of it, I think you'd really enjoy reading it. I'm starting on Funeral in Berlin now, and they say it's supposed to be real good, too. I haven't seen the movie, but I heard it was real good, and I have enjoyed Dayton stories before. My next door neighbor, I should say my tent neighbor here, is the chaplain of the battalion. He's a very well-educated man and a very interesting man to talk to. So we've had some interesting discussions, and we're going to get us a chessboard and start playing chess. Also, he's very widely read, and so we discuss books a lot, too. Well, I see that my tape is about to come to an end again. I certainly hope that you, your plans work out all right for this fall and that you get out to see Joe and the kids. I know they'll be very glad to have you, and it'll make a nice trip for you. That time of year should be real pretty out there. Also, I hope to get some tapes from you from time to time, and maybe we can keep corresponding a little better with these tapes. I think it's a real handy way to write letters. At least I sure like it. Well, we'll be seeing you. Bye-bye for now.